we've won a small victory, but we really have a huge fight in front of us.
Carly Fox is an organizer with the Worker Justice Center of New York. She describes her reaction to Obama's announcement as bittersweet. Fox works with many individuals who won't qualify for deportation relief. It turns out that's not uncommon.
The way the proposals are structured, New York State has a fairly high percentage of its population that would not be eligible for protections.
That's Jeff Passell of the Pew Research Center. He co-authored a study that found nearly 500,000 of New York's unauthorized immigrant population falls outside of the president's guidelines. Carly Fox attributes this high percentage to the many unauthorized immigrants living and working in the state's rural areas. She says the typical New York farm worker is a single man whose migratory lifestyle prevents him from settling down or starting a family.
For example, one of the farm worker leaders has been here 18 years. He will not benefit because he doesn't have a U.S. citizen child.
In the coming months, Fox plans to continue helping the local farmers who qualify for the executive order and those who don't through legal action, activism, and any support her organization can offer. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.